morning. I'm the Reverend Lisa Bovee Kemper, interim minister of this congregation. My pronouns are she and her. In this community, challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. That is our mission. I welcome you this morning to our second ever Community Sunday, where we are mixing things up a little bit, having a short worship service, and breaking into groups for spiritual practice, for reflection, and deepening our connections to one another. Welcome to each and every one of you, whether you are here in person or joining via live stream, whether today is your first or your thousandth Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are here. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. It is good to be together. A reminder for all of us as we are leaning into the gift of multi-generational community. I invite all of you who are below the, you know, can ride this ride sign, those of you who are perhaps younger or a little faster on your feet, especially in the sanctuary, to use your walking feet so that everyone can feel safe and secure and not worry about being knocked into or knocked over. And also I wanna remind all of us, including myself, that people of all ages sometimes need to stand up, move around, don't feel comfortable standing when we ask you to stand, all of those things. You are welcome to be in this space as is most comfortable for you. When we say rise in body or spirit, rise as you are willing and able, those kinds of things, you can rise with your heart, you can stay seated if you need to sit down in the middle. All of those things are welcome. And I want to share with you a call to worship from Susan Frederick Gray, the president of our association. She says, our chalice is a combination of two symbols, the flame and the cup. The cup is a symbol of care and sustenance. It is where the flame is tended. It is what we create when we reach out to each other in covenant. The cup is also what can break. The cup needs our attention too, for it is easy to hold up a light and declare that everyone is welcome. It is harder to build a place where everyone is truly at home. And so I invite you into this space of care and of love and of worship this morning. It is good to be together. And now if, are they singing, they're singing along, right? Are they singing along?
What's that?
Is the congregation, I just,
yeah, everybody's singing.
Congregation singing, right?
Hey, everybody sing!
Sorry.
Shout and sing. Make the heavenly spirit ring.
Be
fair, we've got to open the door. House the homeless and feed the poor.
Feed every child.
Don't be seated. See, I got all kerfuffled because I knew we were all singing, but then the choir was practicing and it got all confused in my head. So let us light our chalice this morning, grateful for the love that we experience in this beloved community, for the ability to make mistakes together and laugh about it and move on and be glad. May this flame light the way for all who seek such abundance and connection. Seated. I want to take just a quick moment to introduce our special guest this morning, the Reverend Louise Green, who is with us from Washington, D.C., where she serves at All Souls Unitarian? As one of their ministers. Louise and I met years and years and years ago and haven't talked in a long time because we've been about our various things, and she contacted me a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I have this really cool thing I'd love to share with the congregation if you'd like. And I said, well, funny you should say that, because we're doing this new Community Sunday thing, and I'd love for you to come and do the service with me, which I think was a little more than she was anticipating. She's here visiting family, but it is a great pleasure to welcome my colleague, Reverend Louise Green, here to share her story, Emilio's Very Bright Idea, with all of you today. Thanks.
Good morning. I like being here already. You all do like a fast version of Spirit of Life. I like that one. I'm Reverend Louise. My pronouns are she, her, and I am the Minister of Congregational Care at All Souls, D.C. I'm also a spiritual director, one-to-one with people, and I have a new project, which is Emilio's very bright idea. So I'm a first-time children's book author, and I'd like to recognize someone who's here. This is published by AK Classics, and I'll say more about this book in a sec, but our publisher is here, Helen Kimbrough from AK Classics. I think in the breakout across in the fellowship hall, I'll be saying more about the story of this book and how it came to be. It was my pandemic project while losing mind, and it's been fun. Everything for this book benefits another ministry called No Child Goes Hungry. They're in 33 states giving grants for all sorts of projects. This church can apply for $2,000 to build a little free pantry or start a garden or create book backpack food projects. So you'll hear more. And here's the special news. We have a lot of books here, and if you want a book, you can have one, and you just donate to the website later, and you take it home with. So I hope you'll do that. They're over across the hallway. This is set in my neighborhood in D.C., with a kid that I actually knew across the street from the school where I live. Every morning, Emilio Antonio Santos de la O walked to school exactly the same way. And now that he was in the third grade, Emilio walked the four blocks all alone. He had his little key on a straw sombrero keychain from San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, where his grandmother lived. And I'm just going to show you a picture because our artist is amazing, but you're going to want to look at it in the book because you can't see that much here. He first walked along the big community garden and shouted, "Hi there," to Mr. Cleo Badgett, who was digging in the soft dirt. Now, Mr. Badgett had rows and rows of corn, climbing tomato plants, baby squash growing on long vines. And then Emilio counted the 13 peach trees in the garden and saw how the hard green fruit was ripening. "Good morning, peach trees," he would say. And next, he walked over to see the house with his favorite little dog, Whopper, and the Buddha statue in front. "Hello, Buddha. Hello, Whopper." That would be my house, my dog, and my Buddha statue. And finally, Emilio walked in the school playground and went up the climbing tower. He sat high up on the top, and he watched all the people come into school like birds, flying into a very big nest. Now, after looking for a long time, Emilio climbed down, and he went into his school, Truesdell Elementary, just before the bell rang. His first class that morning was his favorite, social studies. His teacher, Mr. James Dixon, began showing lots of slides with children's faces and numbers. And he explained how all around the city of Washington, D.C., all over the USA and the world, kids were too hungry. Even at Truesdell Elementary School, too many kids were hungry. Emilio's face began to scrunch as he thought about it. He knew some students ate breakfast at the cafeteria before school started and also got lunches with vouchers. And then a memory of his grandmother, Abuelita Corazon, popped into his head. He loved to visit her in Mexico in the summer with his parents, and always asked for the same birthday dish. Emilio loved mole enchiladas. Has anyone ever eaten that? Dark, spicy chili sauce with grated chocolate poured over hot, handmade corn tortillas with melty cheese. And when Abuelita put that steaming plate on the table, she always shouted the same words, and she gave Emilio a big hug. "La comida es amor, mijo," Food is love. Well, in social studies class, Emilio's arm suddenly started to wave in the air. Then it started to go like the flag on the school pole in high wind. And Mr. Dixon sighed and asked, Emilio, what is so important that you have to say it right now? Emilio took a deep breath. He thought about all the hungry children in the pictures, and Abuelita's voice was singing in his head, so he yelled out very fast, La comida es amor! The class giggled and wiggled in their seats. Mr. Dixon stared at Emilio and said, Excuse me? What does that mean? Emilio repeated more slowly, La comida es amor. Abuelita always says, it means food is love. Mr. Dixon, hungry kids here at Truesdale need to eat because they need love. We need to do something. There was silence in the room and everyone was staring at Emilio. Mr. Dixon sat down on the edge of his desk and he put down the remote control. And then he spoke slowly. What do you think we need to do, Emilio? Emilio Antonio Santos de la O thought very hard and he wasn't sure what to say. He was wishing that his arm had never flown up in the air like the flag on the pole. And then a tiny idea suddenly came to Emilio, like a little light bulb popping on. What if hungry kids could go to a pantry at the front of our school and just take something home to eat? Emilio spoke faster now because his idea of a little light bulb was getting brighter and brighter. He said, we could build a little free pantry. Food would come in all the time. Food would go out all the time right here at the school. Mr. Dixon seemed surprised and nodded his head as Emilio's idea just kept shining in the classroom. Emilio, you just had a very bright idea. Well, at lunch, Emilio's friends ran to catch up, wanting to talk about the very bright idea. There was Sunya Parikh, Eddie Cruz, and Amari Jackson, and they were also excited because it was Friday, their favorite lunch day, pizza. They each said what they would bring to the pantry for hungry kids. Amari said she would bring peanuts. She liked this thick, sweet peanut and kale stew that her Auntie Flo made in South Carolina. And Sunya was gonna bring chickpeas. She loved to cook chana masala with her older brother and pour that spicy tomato sauce over the rice. Eddie Cruz would contribute these little peanut butter and strawberry jelly sandwiches. His mom was an architect, and she made sandwiches in little tower shapes with cookie cutters. Emilio knew exactly what he would bring. The dark, sweetened chocolate for mole sauce, the kind in Abuelita's kitchen. Well, when he left school that day, Emilio passed the front steps and he just imagined this wooden cabinet of food standing right there. He could see it now, a little free pantry to feed hungry kids. Well, it took a while for the little free pantry to be built. First, Emilio needed to explain his very bright idea to even more grown-ups and even more grown-ups and more. And then money had to be raised and supplies purchased, and then people had to decide to work together to cut the wood, to build the cabinet, and paint the pantry in bright colors. Finally, it was all done. Emilio and his parents put the first food in the little free pantry. They opened the shiny purple and green doors that smelled like wood and fresh paint. They put in rice, beans, tortillas, chili powder, and dark chocolate inside. Emilio's very bright idea was real. Well, Truesdale Elementary School had a big potluck dinner to celebrate. There was chana masala and basmati rice. There was peanut and kale stew. There were the peanut butter and jelly banana towers, and there were enchiladas with mole sauce. There were Friday cheese pizzas too. And Mr. James Dixon brought everyone's favorite, the little packages of Oreos. And there were fresh pies from the peaches in the community garden. At the very end of the first ever annual Truesdell Picnic Fiesta, it's hard to say, Truesdell Picnic Fiesta, there was a special speaker. Who was it? Abuelita Corazon flew in from Mexico to celebrate the little free pantry. She stood up on a milk crate and she shouted in a very excited voice, "Don't forget, mijos, la comida es amor." The end.
What a great story, and I hope that some of you will join Reverend Louise in Freeman Hall after the service for more on imagination and magic and love. I want to take a moment to acknowledge some challenges and sadnesses among us. We are holding Lynn Martin with love as she recovers from successful knee surgery. I'm delighted to hear that it went forward without a hitch. She's been waiting a long time for that surgery. We send caring thoughts to David Teague as he is hospitalized. We hold with love our member, Sarah Kucharski, and her family as they grieve the loss of her cousin. And we continue to send our love and support to Kim, Elwin, Nora, and Knox Hutchinson as they mourn the loss of Fred Hutchinson. The memorial service for Fred will be this coming Thursday, March 23rd, right here in the sanctuary at 3 o'clock p.m. The service will be live streamed, and you can find that link online. So I invite you to hold in your hearts all these concerns and all those that we hold in our hearts. And now we will take a moment to share the gifts, the financial gifts that we gather together to help support this beloved community. The offering will now be received.
Thank you.
So I just want to give you just a little snippet of something that jumped out at me from Emilio's very bright idea to reflect on this morning as you go about your business. I was reminded when the kids were talking about what they wanted to put into the pantry when it became a reality, and they were talking about their most favorite special meals. And it reminds me that often when I am looking for things to donate, looking for food or other things to donate, I start with my leftovers. I start with the things that I don't need anymore. And that's fine, but also I appreciated the reminder of what a gift it is when we can share things that are special and important and that everyone, even especially people who are food insecure, who need donations of various things, deserve to have beautiful, wonderful, special chocolate to make their family dishes. And so I invite you to think about ways that you can give important and special things, not just leftovers. And now I invite you to rise in body or in spirit and join in singing our closing song, Sing and Rejoice. Rejoice and let us extinguish our chalice. Say the words on the screen with me. We extinguish this flame,
but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we cannot carry in our hearts until we are together again.
All right, we're gonna do this quick. You may sit down. We're going to do this real quick so that we can get on to our breakouts. At coffee hour, Luna Rising is there. Luna Rising is a wonderful program that has been in this community for a number of years that is happening this coming up weekend. And I hope that you will go to the table for more information and to sign up. Also, check Currents for a program offered by Intersectional Justice, The Bias Inside Us, at the Discovery Science Center on March 30th. We're going to join in their community evening, middle school age and up. It's going to be an exhibit with a panel discussion about bias. So I hope you'll join us for that. And then I want to make sure that everybody knows where we're going. Reverend Louise will be in Freeman Hall with Finding Your Creative Spark. There's a discussion on resilience in Bernstein. There's a sign out in the hallway that tells you how to get to all of those places. And then there's a labyrinth that will be set up at any minute now right in here. Drumming in the Booker Room, Responsible Recycling in Priestley, and the curated contemplative space in the conference room. So I hope that you will find a place that is meaningful to you. Yes, finding your creative spark is for all ages, so is the labyrinth, so is the drumming, and I believe recycling is as well. And if you are a child or a young person who likes to sit still and be quiet, I don't so much, and I'm not a younger person, but I don't love sitting still and being quiet so much. But if you would like to be in the contemplative space, that is open to you as well. So we're going to go and do the thing, but first, some closing words from Reverend Louise.
These words are by Susan Van Dresser. Let us sing the magic of imagination by which we know one another and learn the lives of eras gone by. Let us sing the magic of creation by which we build the world of our soul and teach its wisdom to others, young and old. Let us sing the magic of our lives together, holding and shaping the movement of breath from heart to lung, all new life that is to come. And go now with singing. Go now with magic in your fingertips. Touch this world with life. May it be so. Blessed be.